Welcome to SaaS Unlocked, the place where we get to hear from the amazing entrepreneurs and innovators around the world. And today with me, I have someone very special. He's a founder of Social Juice. Welcome, Sander, to Insidia Show, SaaS Unlocked. And we would love to hear from you about your journey. Please share with the world who you are and what you are creating.
Hi, Pratik. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. I'm Sander. I'm a developer and the founder of Social Juice, which is a B2B SaaS platform, which makes it easy for companies to share, import, and collect testimonials and reviews from their current customers to use as social proof on their website and social media to get more customers.
That's excellent. So what inspired you, Sander, to create this product? How did you come up with this idea?
That's quite a cool story, actually. My best friend has a company catering business. He makes sandwiches for events and other companies. He got an email once from a client that said that they were very happy with their service and they were certainly going to order again. And he took a screenshot of that, a screenshot of his email Gmail client, and posted on his Instagram. And that converted a new client. And I thought, wow, you could have written this yourself. There would have been no way to see the difference. If this works, this low quality of a testimonial, then and a high quality testimonial should make a whole lot of difference. And then I started looking into, are there similar products that do something like this already? And there are a couple, but there's not like a very big one. And all of the small ones are growing very rapidly because this is this stuff really works.
I absolutely agree with you. I'm a marketer myself, been into like marketing for over a decade now. And one thing I realized, in order to customer to buy from you, they need to trust you. And the trust can be only created if other people are talking about you in any way. And if you get testimonial, we don't buy anything online today without checking reviews. Doesn't matter if it's like your mobile phone or your new laptop or anything else, even your software or a service. So having that kind of a tool that enables you to collect reviews is a brilliant idea. So being an entrepreneur, I faced a lot of challenges in my like journey. I'm sure while you were creating this product or while you were bringing your ideas into reality, what challenges did you face when you were working on your product?
The hardest thing certainly is doing the marketing side. I'm a developer mainly, so I love building products. But if you have a product that's very good, but no one knows about it, you don't have a business. So spreading the word and getting people to use it and getting feedback, and that's certainly the hardest thing for me, or at least which the stuff that I needed to learn about the most.
That's well said. No matter how, even though Apple needed some kind of marketing when Steve Jobs launched, even though the product was brilliant, but the execution of going to the market requires an effort. And initially, until some people use it, and then there is domino effect or word of mouth spread because of your product. But the initial push is required to generate that demand. And I very well understand because my background is to market. So now, how your product because you are going to podcasts and doing a lot of marketing activities, how was your product evolved since it's launched, and do you see significant growth? Maybe you can share when you launched and how you're progressing in your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I was quite lucky in this regard because quite close to when I launched my MVP, I was picked up by AppSumo, which is a marketplace for software. They had success last year with a kind of a similar product, and they were looking themselves for something similar. It was quite an MVP, but they didn't know because the site looked really good and the product worked. So because of that, I got a lot of early users who got in. The cool thing about that community is they're very active and they provide a lot of user feedback. So I got a whole list of feature requests, which is very, very handy, actually, as a founder, that you don't have to come up with new features. I could just rank them based on how much they were requested, made the product a lot better very quickly.
Like, part of the journey as an entrepreneur when you're building SaaS is like, you know, sometimes we have some ideas, but it's not necessary that user might need those features or functionalities. And
Sure.
when you launch an AppSumo like platform, there are initial adapters or early adapters, I would say. They use your platform and they kind of give you a genuine customer feedback that kind of helps you make your product better, so that you can, like, you know, market it to the scale and improve your product
Absolutely.
significantly. What do you consider to be, like, you know, key factor of your success until now? What is like one big thing that you want to share with the world that has helped you know, become successful at what you did with Social Juice?
It's hard to pinpoint one thing, but I would say that good design and good UX is very important. People like good design software, and there are certain people that don't even want to use bad looking software. So if you go the extra mile to make sure that everything they get to see before they use your product looks very well and very good executed, it says something about the quality of the product itself. And if you would now look at this product and compare it to certain competitors that do something similar in the product itself, just based on what the website looks like and stuff, I get a lot of positive feedback on that. People who see this for the first time and they say, wow, it looks very good, and I haven't even used the product and I want to use it. So it sounds like it is an afterthought, but for me, it sounds like it really helped me.
Absolutely. And when you say businesses have found that interesting and useful, maybe you can share how it helped businesses to grow their business. You shared that example of your friend that was like, you know, sharing a screenshot of the testimonial that he received. Do you have anything to share with us on how initial users are using your product and that has actually helped them grow their business?
First, about the kind of customer that it is. I first, when I was building this, I thought that it was going to be mainly B2C things like Shopify stores and stuff. In reality, I saw that there were a lot of B2B businesses that came in, like people businesses actually, where you need to trust the other party or you need to work together. With a lot of service-based companies, for example, you have a similar service and a similar pricing. So testimonials is what it really comes down to. For choosing one over another, and that's why every company has this is what our clients say on a website, and then some text they write themselves, but people don't trust that. So what we focus on is video business. It's not the only thing we do. You can just use regular reviews and stuff as well, of course. But the idea is to replace the generic text that says nothing and no one reads because they don't trust it with smiling faces of your current customers. And that increases website engagement. People click it, people see it. And if someone is just very positively talking about a certain service, you're way more inclined immediately to try it over something else.
I have something interesting to ask. Like, I'm into B2B marketing, right? You created this platform to simplify how you collect reviews. And now, like, you know, why somebody should use your platform? They can just, like, you know, ask them to do a Loom video or screen recording. What is something that simplifies the process for them? Why B2B companies who are like, you know, I have 200K followers on LinkedIn, and majority of them are like B2B marketers or B2B founders. Why they should like come to you and use your platform, and how that will solve their problem to generate that reviews faster?
That has a very good answer, actually. If I would email all my clients and ask them for a video review, almost no one would answer that with a video. Because first of all, it's kind of a big ask. And even if they want to do it, they don't know what you are expecting. So the expectations are not aligned. And even if they do know what you kind of would want, then imagine what that process would look like. Then you imagine them to open their camera phone and then record something. You don't know how long it needs to be, what do I need to talk about? It's not clear at all. And then I need to open my email client and, oh, I'm already distracted and I'm gone. There are so many places where it can go wrong and people can drop off, it's almost impossible to do it that way. The way we do it is you can simply send them a link wherever, it's just a web link, to a very clear testimonial collection page. And there he says, hi, we're this company, we'd like to get a testimonial from you. We want you to talk about this, this, and this. And of course, you can change that in whatever you want. And then you have two big buttons. I want to record a video, or I want to leave you a text. Of course, we want the videos, but if people are not comfortable with that, we still want to hear what. And then, yeah, they press the button to record the video. They can record it right in the browser. They can rewatch it if it's okay. Press send, and it's sent off. There is very little distraction. It's as frictionless as it can be for the big ask that it is. So it's just way more effective than doing it any other way.
How much time that you think that you, that companies can save from this process? Because at the end of the day, if you want to measure when making decisions, specifically marketing teams are the ones who are going to use this product a lot. The current process for any marketing team is to request via email, can you please record video and maybe send some instructions via email. It is a lot of back and forth. Maybe it takes a month or more to get that one testimonial video. How much time it takes from Social Juice?
Well, yeah, you can just create a testimonial collection page in a few minutes and you already get the link. You send it off. And if they just press the link immediately, they can record a video in 2 minutes, send it off, and it's in your dashboard. That's it. It's
boom.
If they want to do it, you can just take it.
This is a big headline for our podcast because, reducing the time of back and forth and immediately getting that testimonial is very crucial. I have seen from my experience, because I've collected many reviews from my customers, it takes forever. And sometimes you just they lose interest unless and or until you are giving them some coupons or something to motivate them to do this. But it's again a big ask, and we need to simplify that. So really love what you created with this platform. What tips switching gears from product side to bit more on your entrepreneurial journey, and what tip you would give to other entrepreneurs who are looking to launch their successful product?
I have a very good one. The hardest thing I had to do is marketing, like I said. So first I thought, I don't know anything about this. I sent out DMs to a lot of growth marketers, and I've called with five of them and had an half an hour conversation to talk about, if you were me, with your expertise, and now you know this product, what would you do in order to get this product started? And I would expect them to say, I would start with this. If that doesn't work, I would do this. If that doesn't work, I would do this. But the thing is, no one could tell me this. Just they are also just trying. And I don't mean that they're not good in their job, of course. I just mean you have to try everything. And if it doesn't work, you have to quickly move to the next. But there is no guaranteed way. If you do this, it's gonna work. So it's better to try a lot of stuff.
Maybe I'll share my 2 cents here. For me, marketing is demand. Okay, generating demand and the flow of the leads. Specifically, I don't believe in outbounds. Okay, and outbounds reach outs are very hard to convert versus inbounds. And when you have that inbound lead generation for any business you are in, it's boom, they are interested to hear from you in what you're doing, and it's immediate sale. Because of the brand that you create, okay? And now brands are created from testimonials. So if you have some initial base or portfolio and you have that amazing reviews, that will create a word of mouth. So there are a lot of platforms like G2, Tera, Gartner, and you can list your product there and collect amazing reviews from your current customers or beta users even. And then that will convert. And that's a short strategy of bringing in more leads to your business. Because at the end of the day, if somebody's looking for review platform like Social Juice, they will Google it. And first page of Google is taken by 3-4 spots by review sites. And they're eventually going to find you if you have better reviews on those platforms. I've done it with multiple businesses in my career and helped them, like, with testimonials, so I can understand the product you have created. It's mind-blowing. So I honestly highly recommend listeners to give it a try. And I'm sure it will reduce your time to collect reviews significantly. Now, I want to go for rapid fire, and it's more about, like, giving inspiration to other founders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, about your journey and something maybe personal. It will be like five questions. So are you
Sure,
ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, name one other company and CEO that inspires you and why?
I do want to say Elon Musk from Tesla because
Okay.
what he accomplished, it's just
I'm
incredible.
sure.
But yeah, I do know it's kind of an controversial person right now, but I think that his accomplishment outstand that. I
Yeah,
think it's his mind is just, sorry, go ahead.
I can second that because there are a lot of times when, like, you're trying to achieve something impossible, and there will be haters, there will be lovers. So yeah, there are a lot of people who can relate to what you feel. Even, like, I like his journey in a way that he's accomplished in, like, such a short time, how successful company he's created. So, and also there are future companies that he's working on. So yeah. So what's one of the best business advice you've ever received?
Ooh, it has to be that you don't need to look for for a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. It's just look at what people are spending a lot of time on doing repetitive tasks. Look what you can automate for other people where they can save time or stuff like that. It's search for problems which you can solve would be the best. It's an
So
easy one, but
basically, yeah, you're right. So basically, don't think of a problem that you feel it's a problem. Actually, look for, like, look for a bigger problem where a lot of people are facing the same problem and try to solve
exactly.
that. Awesome. What's the one skill that has helped you become successful? It can be personal skill, or it can be, like, it can be soft skill or hard skill. Doesn't matter. What is something that helped you become successful?
I would say that I recognize what a good product is. Like even though if I can't use it, I appreciate a well-designed, well-made product. And with a lot of businesses, it's if the product is very good, you don't even need that much marketing because it's product first. Notion is a good example of
Absolutely.
that. I love it.
Absolutely. So what motivates you the most?
These are hard questions. I
I'm
don't know
sure,
what it is, but I.
every day you wake up and, like, you want to, like, when you're an entrepreneur, especially, money is the driving force, of course. But, like, what inspires you or motivates you from within, and, like, you are hustling and putting all in. What is that thing?
I don't know what it is. I just really love feeling productive and feeling progress. It's not about the numbers themselves. It's just about I did something and it's now better than yesterday and more people are using it than yesterday. It's just that feeling of progress is just really exciting. And even though if I do something and it doesn't work, I still felt productive and that really gives me a good feeling. It's like the opposite from scrolling TikTok for half an hour and then feeling bad. It's like the opposite of that.
That should be definitely relatable to a lot of people. And maybe I should add what you said before, like, you are trying to solve problem, and that is helping you become more productive, and that motivates you the most. Now I think this is the easy one, and it's the last one. What movie or a book or a TV show changed your life?
Change my life. It's again a pretty generic answer, but The 4-Hour Workweek is the first book that got me into all of these self-motivating all the other books. I won't
Four
say it's the
hour.
best one, but it's the most impactful one for my life.
So I
You know
actually,
it?
yeah, of course. So I didn't complete reading that book. Actually, I started reading it 3 months ago, and then, like, I actually didn't touch any of the books because I was so much overwhelmed. So I'm gonna definitely complete that book because it's recommended by you. So definitely, I'm gonna give it a try. So firstly, thank you so much for sharing all of the questions that we've been asking you and the product that you have created. I really want to make sure that audience who's listening tries your product. So do you have something special to offer to our listeners or viewers so that they can try your product and see if it's useful for their business?
I do, yeah. I prepared a coupon. It's SaaS Unlocked, all caps, one word, and then they get 25% off for a whole year on any of the plans. And it's also very important that if they make an account, they can just start using it for free, see if it works for them, and then once they want to customize stuff and put it on their website, then you need a paid plan. And also, if you have any questions or something is not clear, they can just hit me up directly at sander@socialjuice.io.
This is excellent. Thank you so much, Sander, for making it happen. And so anybody who's listening, Sander is offering 25% off on the yearly subscription. And again, you don't have to pay anything upfront. It's a free platform to start with. See if it's adding value to your business. And I'm sure if it does, then you will have a long-term subscription with Social Juice. Is there anything else that you want to share, Sander?
Yeah, I want to clarify. It's also on the monthly plans. It's just for a year that you get to this.
Superb. Thank you so much, Sander, for your time. And hopefully we can connect again, have such sessions along the way.
Well, I have to thank you for this opportunity and for having this conversation. Thank you so much.